This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. Ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى teach us what benefit us from what you taught us and increase us in knowledge. آمين يا رب العالمين. We're approaching the end of Surah Yusuf. We are extremely grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal that gave us the opportunity to get that far. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, and may Allah make us from the people who listen and apply, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we discussed last week is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was not asking for any ajr, for any money or anything in return for his da'wah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that they will not believe, even though you're not asking for anything in return, even though they offered you so many things and you refused, still they're not going to believe. And they have seen many ayat, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. And they pass by many ayat, many signs from Allah Azza wa Jal, but they do not ponder upon them. They do not learn from them. So if those ayat, the sun, the moon, the sky, the oceans, they don't see oceans there, camels and all that stuff, they're not learning from. So don't feel bad that they're not listening to you and obeying you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, tell them, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. Tell them, يا محمد, that this is my path. هذه سبيلي. This is my path. I call to Allah عز وجل. هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله. The path of Islam is the path that links us to Allah Azza wa Jal. It's a straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Sabili. There's only one path to Allah Azza wa Jal. One path. Hadihi Sabili. The path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the job of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to call the people to this path, the path that lead you to Allah Azza wa Jal. How does he do this call? Not from his head, not from just like whatever he feels is right. Ala basira. Ala basira. Basira, it's very clear, it's from the word basar, vision. That means I'm calling, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling the people upon clear knowledge. Upon clear knowledge. That with this knowledge, you will be able to see. You will have basar to see the right from the wrong, the falsehood from the haq. So I'm not calling you based on ignorance. I'm not a jahil. I know that I'm calling you to something that will benefit you in this dunya and in the akhirah. I'm doing this calling ala basira, And those who truly follow me are also following the same path. That's why, ya akhwan, whenever we call people to Allah Azza wa Jal, like they say here, you do not have to reinvent the wheel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best sheikh, the best imam, the best mufti, the best caller to Allah, the best da'iyah to Allah Azza wa Jal. So we don't have to come up with new things in the deen to invite people. He came to people that are worse than the people that we are meeting right now. Worst, way much worse. And with the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, he was able to transform them from ignorant people to extremely knowledgeable, from people who are crooked to people who are straight, to people who are worshipping idols to people who are muwahideen. So this deen, if you follow it the right way, it will completely change your life. And when you call to Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have set the path for us. You do not have to come up with a new package. Let me try this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have met the ignorant, the smart, the rich, the poor, the black, the white, everybody. And he was able to get to everyone whom he spoke to with whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided. This is the beautiful message that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. I am calling to Allah, and whomsoever follow me will call on the same path to Allah Azza wa Jal. If you notice that throughout the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, what was the best form of da'wah? Throughout the story, what was the best form of da'wah? The manners of Yusuf alayhi salam. The manners of Yusuf alayhi salam was the best form of da'wah. They kept on telling him, إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. We see you look like you are from the righteous. You look, everything you're doing is from the is very polite, very kind, very loving, very caring. So they noticed from his akhlaq that he was different. His akhlaq, his manners is what attracted people to his belief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, tell them that this is my path, I'm calling to Allah, and I'm doing this, and those who truly follow me also call. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And subhanallah, and I am not from the mushrikeen, I'm not from the idol worshippers. In other words, this is my path, I'm calling to Allah by saying subhanallah. It is as if he's saying, and while I am on his path, I praise Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what exactly subhanallah inserted right in the middle, what it means. As I am on this path, as I'm calling to Allah, I make it a ritual. As I'm calling to Allah, I make it a habit to constantly say subhanallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep in mind that this surah was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was going through the year of Hazan. He was going through sadness. He lost his wife, he lost his uncle. This is the year of sadness. So this surah was revealed at that time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is consoling him, and he told him, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. سبحان الله. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are not the only one who has been oppressed and fought and told as a liar and came with a message and refused and refuted. You're not the only one. Every prophet that we sent before you, kuthib, was called a liar and was not believed. And here's a note that there were no, from this ayah, is the evidence that there was no women prophets. There were no women prophets. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. We have only sent before you men. It was only men that we have revealed to. There was no woman that we know that wahi was revealed to her. Maybe some people will say Maryam, Allah revealed to her, or Ummu Musa, but this is not the revelation of prophethood. This is different. In the history, even in the Christian and the Jews books, we do not see there was any woman prophet. That does not mean that men are better than women or women better than women. Men, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created every human being with a specialty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them with a specialty. This is, the woman can handle things that the man cannot handle, and the man can handle things that the woman cannot handle. But when it comes to ibadat, they are equal. When it comes to ibadat, the salat of the man is not better than the salat of the woman, and the salat of the woman is not better than the salat of the man. If they both perfected their salat, they will be rewarded equally, inshallah. Or even someone could be better than the other. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. Allah said, whosoever does righteous deeds, whether male or female, as long as they are believers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Quraysh, haven't they traveled around and seen what we have done to people before them? There are so many, listen to me, my brothers and sisters. There are so many people or so many nations in the past that they declared that we are the best in the world. No one can defeat us. No one can touch us. Many. And they are all gone now. All gone. Subhanallah. And Allah is saying here, haven't they seen that the people before them, like we see the pyramids, where is Fir'aun? Even though the pyramids are there telling us that there was a Fir'aun, but where is Fir'aun? It's gone, finished. All these empires that came before, they were gone. So subhanAllah, do not be fooled by any power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the qawi, Allah is the kabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all this earth is nothing in the sight of Allah azza wa jal. So we should learn from other people's mistakes. We should learn from other people's mistakes. When we see someone claiming to be the best in the world or claiming that they can demolish anybody, do not be scared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as you are with Allah azza wa jal, you do not fear anybody. Allah is with you. Allah is the qawi. Allah is the kabir. Allah is the azim. Allah is the jabbar. Allah is the qahhar. Allah is the muhaymin. All these names show power, show strong, real power. So this is a message to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to console him. Remember, Ya Rasulullah, that many prophets before you, they were prosecuted. طيب. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at the end, surely that the house of the Akhirah, the abode of the Akhirah, is better than this whole dunya and everything that's in it. Don't you comprehend? Don't you understand? Subhanallah. This is, and you keep in mind, this is the way the surah is ending. This is the way the surah is ending. So Allah is giving us a lesson at the end of the surah that, you know, no matter how tempting this dunya and everything that's in it, remember that the akhirah is everlasting. Is everlasting. And the joy in it does not. Like someone asked me one time after a khutbah about Jannah. He said, "Ya Sheikh, you know, we could have fun for a week in Jannah. We could have fun for a month. Ya Akhi, for a year. I'll travel, I go, I do everything in my mind for a year. And after a while, just like this dunya, no matter how happy you are at the place, after a while you get bored. Right? No matter how new is the thing that you have, eventually you will get bored." So the brother was saying that, you know, eventually you're gonna get bored in Jannah. So what did he answer him? What did Allah answer? One word. One word in the Quran. Huh? Na'imun. Na'imun. One word. Muqeem. Muqeem does not finish. The na'im does not expire. You know, you bite one apple, the first bite is delicious. The second is more delicious than the first. The third is more delicious than both. Your wife, the first day is beautiful. Second day, more beautiful. Third day, more beautiful. So only Allah can do that. Everything is, this is Jannah. You know why you're answering, you're asking these questions? For very simple, because you're using dunya brain to think about akhirah matters. It does not work like that. Dunya brain can only think about dunya stuff. I can tell you a very simple example. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that we will all be in Jannah ala sururin mutaqabilin. You're sitting on couches, beautiful couches, and no matter how many you are, you're all facing each other. How is that possible that there's no way someone could be behind me? I'm giving him my back. How? How many dimensions is that? So here, I cannot comprehend it. Just like this brain cannot comprehend what's happening in the grave. You know, like Rasulullah said, that when you put the dead body, after you leave, he hears your footsteps, and then two angels come and sit him up and ask him a question. So our brain would say, how he's going to sit up? We just put so much dirt on him. We just covered him with a huge piece of cement. How he's going to sit up? Similarly, you're using dunya brain to think about barzakh life. This is completely, you have three lives. And each life has its own comprehension. I cannot use this brain to comprehend what's going to happen in the akhirah. Like Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, the only thing similar in the Jannah, in the dunya, are the names. Yes, when you hear apple, when you hear grapes, just the names are similar. How they look like, how they taste, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So here at the end, Allah is saying, وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. And the akhirah is better for the people who are righteous. May Allah make us all from the muttaqeen, inshallah. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you think? And then the ayah before last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, until finally, when the messengers, حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Until finally, when the messengers gave up hope, the messengers gave up the hope of anybody believing. And the messenger thought that they had been rejected. The Prophet, then at that time, the prophets received our aid and they were saved. And our punishment will never be averted from the wrongdoers. No one has the power to come between Allah and the Qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal. No one have the power to come between Allah and the Qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here that the prophets kudhibu, or another reading, kudhibu. They were rejected. They were told that they are liars. Subhanallah, again, this is a consolation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The people thought that the prophets are telling lies. When the people thought that the prophet were telling lies, that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his nasr, and he saved the prophets and whomsoever believed with them. Just like what happened with Nuh alayhi salam. At the end of the day, when Allah told him, no one is going to believe anymore from your people. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the flood and destroyed everybody. I'm going to leave the last ayah, inshallah ta'ala, to next week, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, and we will end the surah. And that will be 30 weeks, 30 sessions exactly by next week, inshallah, if Allah kept us alive. Inshallah ta'ala, please do your best to come to the fundraising so we could all be together. And subhanallah, I just found out that the three white days are Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So during the fundraising, you will be fasting, inshallah. Maybe it will give more barakah to the fundraising, inshallah. So the three white days of Rajab, we are in the month of Rajab. One month of Rajab is one of the month of Hurum. The month of Hurum are four. Rajab is one of them. So we are in the month of Rajab. So please try to fast, inshallah, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I know the time is a little bit, late, but inshallah ta'ala, this will be a preparation to get used to Ramadan and get our body used to fasting, inshallah. Ramadan is approaching us very fast. Inshallah, I will be giving the first khutbah in the new facility. I was honored to give the first khutbah in this masjid, in this facility. And inshallah, I will be giving the first khutbah in the new building also, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair, wa barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. We'll see you at Fajr, inshallah, at 6:30. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.